Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. So yesterday we tackled Psalm 133 and I hit verses 1 and 2. And today, just because this is such a powerful chapter in the Bible, I want to go ahead and knock out verse 3 and talk through a little bit, probably, I would say, one of the most important parts of this entire verse. I'm going to read you 1, 2, and 3. We're going to land on 3. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down to the collar of his robes. Here's verse 3. It's like the dew of Hermon, which falls in the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Okay, I really want to spend the bulk of today just talking about that last phrase. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. What does all of that mean? Unity not only gets you the good and the pleasant that we see in verse 1, but there is a blessing that's commanded upon unity. Now, I've really thought through this at times and wondered, why is God so focused on unity? I mean, we see, like with the Tower of Babel, how God said, look, they're unified. There's nothing they can't do. Well, if you think about that, like, why would he say that about unity in terms of the people there? Why would unity be something that would unlock the door that would allow them to do whatever they put their mind to do? And is it because of this right here, that there is a blessing that's commanded upon unity? I mean, if you think about the Godhead, think about God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. They are not just all three persons in one God, but the unity between them is unbelievable. It's so far beyond our comprehension that I don't think that we can comprehend it on this side of eternity. But God the Father and Jesus the Son are so completely in unity and how they think and how they believe and how they act, that there's almost no separation there. The Holy Spirit in the mix as well. Each of them is walking in their specific roles as a part of the Godhead, yet they are so unified in the fact that they are the Godhead that there's nothing that can't be done. And it seems to me that what the Bible is telling us here in Psalm 133 is that if we will get together in unity to move the kingdom forward and doing the things of God, not only will those things be good, not only will they be pleasant, but there is a blessing specifically commanded on unity, life forevermore. So what's going on in your world right now where there is disunity? Maybe it's disunity in your relationship with your spouse. This is one of the easiest things to focus on, the easiest thing to see. We can let such little things drive wedges between us and our spouse. And all it does is create negative ripples across the entirety of our home, within our kids, within our extended family, even within our friend groups. Because what will happen is that the husband will say something, it'll make the wife mad, and then the wife will start talking to her friends, and you know, they got her back, like, I got you, girl. And the same thing with guys. Like, guys, like, oh, God, my wife is freaking out today. Well, she shouldn't do that. You know, and all of a sudden, you have this wedge getting wider and wider and wider. But when there is unity in that marriage, when instead of taking up an offense, you say, you know what? I don't think you meant it like that. I know that you and I are unified in our heart. We're unified in our mind. We're unified in how we deal with things. Even if you come from family of origins who handle things differently. My family, we're all about getting stuff taken care of right now. You got a problem? Yo, let's solve it. Check out my hook, right? But Monique's family, they kind of just like would wait and they would spend time processing and all that. And there's not a right or wrong way to do that, but it does become wrong when one person's way to deal with things becomes the way that the entire family deals with things. There needs to be the compromise. Why? Because compromise is unity. Compromise is saying, you know what? I'm going to give a little bit of myself and you're going to give a little bit of yourself and we're going to meet in the middle and eat them old Georgia pines. I mean, that's what we got to do. And whenever we get to that place where we meet in the middle, that's where the blessing is commanded. It's because unity exists in that moment. We're not drawing up our battle lines. We're getting in the middle and saying, we are going to be unified in this specific situation. We're going to be unified in this. And God wants that for the kingdom as well. We have so many people that come to Freedom Church that come from church hurt. They come from people who have hurt them within the church. You know what? Here's the thing, man. People are going to hurt you at church. They're going to hurt you everywhere. They're going to hurt you down at the baseball association. They're going to hurt you at your job. But the difference is simply this. Are you unified at your church? Are you unified within that context of your faith community that you say, you know what? Yes, that was an offense, but rather than just sitting on it and dwelling on it and letting it bubble and steam and create bitterness and anger and broken relationship, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do what Matthew 18 says. And in the right time, I'm going to address it. Why? Because you're going to come a little bit to the middle. I'm going to come a little bit to the middle. And all of a sudden, we're going to be in unity in this thing. And life forevermore is going to be commanded. The blessing is going to be commanded on that. So what's the encouragement for you today? My encouragement is this. Look at every single aspect of your life right now and first ask, am I in unity with God on how I need to be handling the situations that I'm surrounded with? The storms raging in my life or the calm seas in my life? Am I responding to them unified with my Father in heaven? That's the first thing. Number two, if you're married, am I unified in how I'm handling situations in my life when it comes to my spouse? Are my spouse and I on the same page? Is my household unified? If it's not, start figuring out ways to get that unified. Talk to somebody, reach out for help, contact your pastor, get in your faith community, do something to get unity in your house. What about in your friendships or in your job? You know, the Bible says, as it's up to you, live at peace with people. Let me just add one more thing that I talked about yesterday. As it's up to you, live in unity with people. Okay, do what you can to have unity. Why? It's simple. Because there is a blessing that God wants you walking in, but it doesn't come outside of unity. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.